All right, just some shop talk back here. How are you boys doing today?
Hey, we're good. How are you, man? Let's do this.
How's it going, bub? Your secret clip, I do have that. I also have the R-E-L-A-X clip.
Yeah.
If I was cat out of the bag, I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
No, I'm going to do it live. I always do. No, put your hand back. I told you I'm going to fucking do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, Eddie? What?
That's what would happen if he did the show by himself.
Jeez Louise. Hey, what's up, everyone? I am Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's. And if you even think about getting on Twitter and talking about how much you hate me, well, I don't give up. Thanks, Coach.
It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live with my wife, Baser. Yes, we are not platonic. And we live on the west side in Nashville. My sister's name, yes, is Muffy. Guys.
Are you all platonic?
Massive weekend. Over to you.
Guys, the other day my wife was like, hey, we're out of milk. Can you run and get some milk?
We're getting divorced.
I said, yeah. So I jumped in her Highlander, went down the road, took a right. I left into the Walgreens parking lot.
Oh, I know right where you're at now.
Pregnancy test?
I just said, my wife said we're out of milk. Oh, well, and you know she's pregnant already because there's a big belly there.
You can get re-pregnant.
I don't think you can scientifically, okay. But maybe that would be a miracle.
Cool, let me find a cow. Thanks, wife.
STD check?
No STD check.
Just
going to get a gallon of milk.
Skim or two?
Whole milk for the boys.
Smart.
So I park
get
on
that grass-fed.
I park on the side of the building. I walk in and
hey, man, you got any cigarettes?
Hey, brother, you got a lot.
No, none of that happened. I just walked in.
Some change.
I go back to the right-hand corner of the store where the milk is, get the gallon of milk, go up. There's one person in front of me in line. I check out. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I hope you have a good day today.
Yeah, that's what the lady sounds
I'll
like.
I'll take this milk and a can of Skol, please.
Nope, didn't get that either.
Too, I'm trying to quit.
Didn't get that either. And I walk out the exit, take a left, go to the side of the building, get in my wife's vehicle. I'm sitting in the driver's seat about to pull away.
Hey, hold on, brother, before you leave. You got a light.
And two spots down from me, a black Escalade pulls in.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that's a nice car.
Whoop.
I'm not thinking anything of it, but I'm like, that's a nice Escalade. And
what kind of rims it got?
Normal rims, I 20s. Guess. I don't know. I couldn't see the 20 rims.
20-inch blades on the Impala?
No, it was an Escalade. You
getting laid tonight?
Black Escalade.
Well, compare them to your ding. That's how I always know the inches.
And so...
Well, it was more close to 4 inches.
I noticed the Escalade right away, and I'm like, oh, cool. And then the back door opens. I'm like, the back door? Who's getting out of the back seat? That means...
They got kids.
No. I'm like, the driver ain't moving. This is someone being drove around. Like, this person has a driver.
Oh, the back seat or the back door?
No. The back seat.
Okay.
The back seat.
Okay.
Passenger side.
So maybe they picked up a friend at the airport.
Maybe. So I'm like, huh, driver's just, you know, he ain't making any moves, not even taking off his seatbelt. So there's no one riding shotgun. So whoever's sitting in the back is getting out. This is about to be someone important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right, you know, it's on my driver's side, so their passenger side. And I'm like watching. And the dude gets out, and I'm like, are you? No, it's not an Impala. Like, this song doesn't go with the story.
20-inch blades on the Impala. Shot caller. Getting late tonight.
Shot caller.
20-inch blades on the Impala.
No.
Hey, can I get two shots? Well, no. It doesn't matter any kind of tequila.
So I have the milk sitting on the passenger seat, and I'm just like, holy crap. That door opens, he gets out, and I'm like,
Snoop.
I've got, no, it's not Snoop. And I'm like,
oh, hold on, let's try to guess who it is.
No, hold on. And I'm like, holy crap, there he is. And before I can even think what to do, He goes around the Escalade, walks down the side of the building into the Walgreens.
Takes a piss on the wall?
No, doesn't take a piss on the wall. And I'm like, I've got to talk to this person.
What's he doing at Walgreens? Getting his flu shot?
Oh, he's getting milk too.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, what is he buying at Walgreens?
Ooh, a COVID test.
It could have been a COVID test.
Coach, you didn't tell me you were at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
I was at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I told you, I took a right on Happy, right off of Healthy.
What was he buying, Jimmy's?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, so do I go in the store to talk to him?
Yes, Coach.
Or do I just wait in my car, and then when he comes back out, do I then go up to him like I'm walking into the store?
Can we please guess who this is?
You can guess who it is if you would like to.
Give me a hint.
I already know. D. Henry.
It is not Derrick Henry.
That's what I thought. That's crazy you thought that, Coach. In my mind, I thought Derrick Henry.
I was thinking biggest baller in Nashville. Big dude.
Big turd hanging from the back of his head.
Oh, tarantulas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder how long he's going to be in the Walgreens. I've got to
see. Luan.
What?
Taylor Luan.
No. So I'm sitting there.
Tannehill.
Tanny ain't riding.
Oh, shoot. You saw Julio Jones?
No.
Shakai.
So, I'm like, am I going to be a stalker and just wait out here?
Yeah.
Am I going to be a stalker and just wait out here?
Julio!
Damn right I'm going to be a stalker and just wait right out here. I'm going to wait in the car until he comes back. Because guess what? He's going to come back, and he's going to have to come around the side of the vehicle and get in the Escalade on the side he got out, right?
No, so, the true celebs don't enter the same way they exit.
So,
gosh, that's so smart, Coach.
No need to worry because he's so freaking tall. It's not like I'm not going to see him coming out of the Walgreens.
He's so tall. Hint.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jordan.
No. And so I wait about 5 minutes.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
And here he comes.
Hold on. Let me guess.
You already guessed. It's Julio freaking Jones. It's Julio freaking Jones.
Number two, baby.
It's Julio freaking Jones.
How do you know?
Did you tell him good job on the three catches and 29 yards?
Oh, how do I know? Because right when he got out of the car, I was like, that's Julio freaking Jones.
How do you know, though?
Because he got out of the car, I saw his face, and I was like, that is Julio freaking Jones.
What was he wearing?
Jones. He was wearing a
he's wearing the jersey,
okay,
number two.
Okay, Coach, if he's wearing the jersey, that's not him.
He was wearing a helmet, football pads.
He came for practice.
Coach, I was sitting next to number 22, Henry, at the watch party. It doesn't mean it was Derrick Henry.
So I'm like, all right, you know what? I got to go up to him. I got to talk to him.
No. This is where you get a football and you just throw it to him real quick, see if he catches it.
See how his hands are.
No, he would have dropped it.
I kicked his ass, too.
So I jump out of the car.
Julio!
And I go up to Julio! Ray, that's when you hit that clip! No, not that clip! Other clip, Ray! Hit the other clip!
This is a secret clip he wouldn't let me listen to. Here we go. This is
this is me jumping out of the car and going up to Julio Jones.
All right. Blind audio.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Titans Up, welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick? Oh, man, Sore Losers Nation.
What's your name?
Lunchbox, man.
Nice to meet you, man.
Listen, man, huge fan. I do a radio show, and then we do a Sore Losers podcast, sports podcast, and we are so excited you're here, man. Okay, I was just coming up here to get some milk for the boys, and wow. What's something? You settled in all right, dude?
Man, I'm trying to get there. Not yet, though.
Yeah. All right, man.
Well, I'm about the house and name right now, so I'm just still looking.
So you're just renting, staying in a loft or something?
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, if Tannehill's ever tired and you need me to throw you some balls, let me know. If you need someone to go to lunch, let's go. I'll hit you on Twitter. Maybe you can come on the podcast, dude. We'd really appreciate it. Right, Sore Losers Nation. Julio Jones in Nashville, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Coach.
Wow.
Coach, you're still talking to yourself in the car?
No, because he was still getting... I was just like, yeah.
Wow, Coach, that's
Julio
amazing.
Freaking Jones.
Coach, audio from Big Show and Little Show, that right there is some of the best.
Why didn't we play that on the Big Show?
Because I don't think anybody cares. There's me and Julio Jones! There's me and Julio Jones! What up?
Was he buying?
He was getting an ankle brace, heating pad.
Ankle brace.
Heating pad. Some icy hot.
Well, there you go. This is why he's not fitting in, boys. The Titans training staff doesn't even give him what he needs.
He had a little limp going.
Really?
Yeah.
Coach, this is huge.
I mean, how incredible was it, dude? Like, and I didn't know if I should say welcome to Nashville or tighten up.
Oh, we heard that.
So I kind of screwed that up.
Julio, get the stretch.
This one for them hood girls, them Julio!
Hey. Silent.
Hey, did you like that? He loved my, hey, if Tannehill gets tired, I'll throw some passes.
That didn't sound like he loved that. I think he was just, ha, 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 it's funny.
No, that's what I'm saying. He thought it was so funny. You found out that he hadn't bought a house yet, that he's still looking?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
No, that's interesting. No. So he's not settled in. He doesn't feel like this is home yet because he's still renting.
You know why he doesn't feel like it's home yet? Because the damn team can't get him an ankle brace. The damn team can't send him home with some Icy Hot. Poor Julio has to go to the corner of Happy and Healthy to get his own Icy Hot. That's some crap. You think Dak Prescott has to drive himself?
No, he didn't drive himself. He had a driver.
Okay, you think Dak has to get his driver taken to Walgreens to get what he needs? Hell no. Titans need to step it up. You got Julio freaking Jones, and he has to go to Walgreens to get his own crap?
And that means Julio Jones is my neighbor right now.
And that means that Julio Jones ain't going to play well this week because he's limping.
I mean, how cool is that?
Amazing. Did you follow him?
No.
Stop. Wait a minute.
They took a left. They took a left on the healthy.
Okay, Julio, get the stretch.
I waited 2 minutes for that.
Yeah, I love it, Coach.
Dude, amazing audio. Great job spotting him. And so where are you at, man? A condo, a penthouse, or an apartment? One of those, what are they called? Were the hostels? Where are you at exactly?
Hostel? A dormitory?
No, dude. I'm in a penthouse suite, bro. Oh, okay, cool. Let me know if you want to throw some tugs.
I'm shocked you didn't offer your house.
Listen, man, it was awkward AF. Like, I could feel the awkwardness.
Well,
like,
because
I got out of the car screaming at this dude. And he is like, you saw his eyes like, what the hell is going on? And he's like, hey, man, what's your name? Like, he was trying to keep it cool.
And he was expecting a normal name, but you gave him Lunchbox again.
Gibbles.
Jason Gibbles, air conditioning repairman.
And I felt like he kept walking the entire time we were talking.
Well,
like,
hell yeah.
He didn't really want to stop because he was like, what is this dude doing? But, I mean, it was a great moment.
What about the driver? Did he just stay there?
Oh, the driver just sat there in the car and didn't do anything. He just sat there, kept his seatbelt on the entire time.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Freaking Escalade. They drive you around wherever you need.
I mean, what's crazy to me is Julio doesn't drive himself. Like,
what do you mean that's crazy? That's what I would do if I had Julio money. I would never drive. I would never touch a steering wheel unless I'm playing golf.
Well, you don't even like to drive the cart.
You're right. But still, if I had Julio money, I wouldn't drive anywhere.
Okay.
Hey, was Julio the first one we guessed?
No, it was Derrick Henry. And then Tannehill, then someone else. Then you got to.
What do you mean someone else? Julio was like three.
Was he three?
I don't know if you said this while I was searching for the song. In person, he's massive, right?
Huge!
Really?
Huge!
Like big or just tall?
Oh, just his chest.
Did he touch his chest?
No, but he was just big. Tall? I mean, he was as tall as the Escalade. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when he came
Coach,
around.
I think you're as tall as the Escalade.
I mean, no, I'm saying, like, he could just see over it, like, without even worrying about it.
Wow.
And I know we can't time out when we're going to see these people.
No, we
can't.
Is
it a bad idea to always have a football in the car?
No.
And you go up to one of these guys. It doesn't matter I guess it doesn't fly if it's a hockey guy, but hopefully it's a football dude. You throw the football at him, and then you can say you played catch with whatever athlete.
That's right.
That's actually not bad.
Right now it's which was cool. You got the selfie, and you stalked him in the parking lot. But if you just throw a pass at him, one day I was freaking throwing toss with Julio, dude.
And that's, you leave it right there.
Because he'll have to throw it back to you then. He's not
going to keep it.
You just give him up. All right, Julio.
Coach,
Julio.
What? Box hits him and he just freaking drops it. Julio, I won't tell anybody about that, dude.
Hey, Julio, go deep. Go deep.
Hey, he hits him in the numbers and he can't catch it.
That was Sunday, Coach. Hopefully he's better on Wednesday.
Jeez. I mean, how incredible.
Amazing.
But it was so, I was just like, oh my God. I was like, these dudes are never going to believe me. I got, like, because when he got out of the car and I was like, I just saw Julio. These guys aren't going to believe me. I got to sit here and wait for Julio to get out of the store. And who knows how long he's going in there. And what if he's buying something awkward? I mean, it was great.
Like what?
Hemorrhoid cream? I don't know.
Nah, Coach, it's part of life.
Hey, Julio needs some help with the Jimmy aisle. I might suggest the Magnum Minis. Oh. They tighten up real nice.
Julio, I won't tell anyone about
that.
Oh, I
see what you do there, up.
I won't tell anyone about that herpes medication.
Julio, you going for the Magnums XL, I see. I don't have much experience with that.
No.
Think they're the back aisle.
No. Julio, I see. Well, those aren't Magnums. I would have expected you to have big Magnums. Interesting.
Julio, you get the green ones. You get 12 for the price of 10.
Have you tried the raspberry ones? I don't think they sell those here.
Oh,
I love
man.
When Box is naming places where he's staying at.
Julio? Buddy's place? Off campus? Where are you at exactly?
I even offered to go to lunch with him. I mean, it was anything.
Can we hear it again?
Well, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do want to hear it again.
I hear it again. Could you cut out the first part where I messed up?
No.
Hey, welcome to Net Titans.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Titans Up, welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick? Oh, man, Sore Losers Nation.
What's your name?
Lunchbox, man.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man. Listen, man, huge fan. I do a radio show, and then we do a Sore Losers podcast, sports podcast, and we are so excited you're here, man. Okay, I just coming up here to get some milk for the boys, and wow. What's something? You settled in all right, dude?
Man, what? I'm trying to get there. Not yet, though.
Yeah. All right, man. Well,
I just bought the house in Maine right now, so I'm just still looking.
So you're just renting, staying in a loft or something?
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, if Tannehill's ever tired and you need me to throw you some balls, let me know. If you need someone to go to lunch, let's go. I'll hit you on Twitter. Maybe you can come on the podcast, dude. We'd really appreciate it. Right. Sore Losers Nation. Julio Jones in Nashville, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay,
yeah. That's crazy.
Anyone else in the parking lot?
No.
Thank God.
No. Here's the thing. Because I parked on the side of the building.
Yeah.
Like, so you had to walk down the length of the building where it's all bricks, and you had to walk down to the front door. I mean, it's just crazy.
Coach, we know the Walgreens you're talking about. It's
yeah, healthy
rough.
And happy. I know.
That was a dangerous part of town. He didn't have a Publix or a Whole Foods he could go to.
No, he just needed to go in real quick. That's why healthy and happy is perfect, because it's smaller.
You think he lives in your hood?
Yeah. What else would he be doing over there? You think he just randomly went to that Walgreens?
Well, no, the stadium's right
by
there.
No, they don't practice at that stadium.
You don't know if he wanted to go check out some of the turf.
Maybe.
Julio was devastated community by the tornado. Would you mind looking into my GoFundMe? It's a beautiful community.
Julio, welcome to East Nasty. Well, we did have some trouble here in East Nashville with a tornado and all.
Julio, hello, neighbor. I also live in this part of town.
Are you on the neighborhood Facebook group?
Julio, have you ever thought about the neighborhood watch? Might I suggest
it? I like to patrol at 11 p.m. if you'd like to join me one of these days.
You can do a ride along.
What is that neighborhood app?
Next door.
Julio, the next door community is waiting for you. We'd love to have you.
We need proof of residence. If you can just send over your.
We saw a coyote the other day, Julio, and now we see a titan. Oh man, what a beautiful day it is, Julio.
Every damn day I wake up, I got next door telling me that there was a coyote in the neighborhood. I'm like, guys, it was somebody's dog. Shut up and go to bed.
Hey, I saw a very interesting looking coyote in my front yard. My kids saw it first, and they're like, what is that, Dad? And I look out, and I'm like, holy crap, that's a coyote, son.
Was it big?
No, he was like small and mangy.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't a dog. Oh, yeah. It wasn't a dog. It was a coyote. You can just tell.
Was he looking for your dog?
No, and then he just saw us, and then...
Was that
like,
before
was he big
or
enough
after?
To take your dog? Like, hey, you know how you hear about coyotes taking
the dog?
He
took off running, and then I heard a meep, meep.
The Roadrunner was with him, Coach. Okay.
So there you go, boys.
Amazing.
And girls. Hey, take it for what you want. I saw Julio at the Walgreens. It's play him this weekend, Coach. If you want to play him.
Take
I don't
it
know.
For what you want. Coach, you got audio and a picture.
You mean take it for what you want. This should tell everyone listening, don't start Julio.
Yeah.
You can't start him.
The limp was no joke, Coach. That kind of was terrifying.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Coach?
I mean, he may have just been sore.
No.
I mean, because he did just play, you know, he's been playing. So he may be sore. So, you know, your body aches. So maybe you just walk a little stiffer.
No, that may tell us something about Sunday, why he only had two catches for two yards.
Exactly, boys. Should tell you why the Falcons got rid of him.
I mean, Coach, when he was getting the stuff out of Walgreens, did he drop the Walgreens bag too?
No, he was just carrying it in his hand.
Did you shake his hand?
No.
No, just selfie?
Yeah, just selfie and fist bump.
How did you do a selfie with an audio recording?
That is very impressive for somebody that isn't technological. I was able to do it, Ray. I've learned
some things.
How
did you do that without him seeing you recording audio?
So I had, before he came out, I already had the recording going.
Okay.
And then I pulled up my camera, so I didn't even have to go like, oh, let me pull up the camera.
Wow.
So I just pulled out the phone, boom, camera's going, boom, take a picture, and we're out.
Amazing. While the audio's going?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have thought one would have overrided the other, but.
I was worried it was going to do that, but I was willing to take the chance.
Yeah.
Amazing. I was willing to take the chance.
Dude, in a parking lot, this is why I give you the most props of anybody. 9.9 out of 10 people would not have taken advantage of that situation. You took that orange, grabbed it by the balls, and sucked as much of that juice out of that orange as you could, and you got an experience nobody else probably in Nashville has had because people are too terrified to talk to people.
I feel like most people, what they would have done, they would have sat in their car and taken a picture of them. Like taking a picture of him walking away or walking to the car. They wouldn't have got out and talked to him. They wouldn't have asked for a selfie.
Hold on.
Let me tell you, and I don't do selfies a lot. Ray is really good at taking selfies.
Yes.
I nailed it. I mean, my selfie's really good. I was so proud of my selfie skills because I was worried, oh, my head's going to be cut off or his head will be.
Yeah. Or you're going to be like, hold on, it's not taking.
Exactly. That's what I was worried about.
Zoom in a little bit. Yeah, Julio, we stand to your left a little bit.
Julio, the lighting's bad. Can we turn this way?
Scoot in closer, Julio. Let me do one more.
Hey, you know what, though? To be fair, if you weren't on the radio or needed audio.
I didn't need audio.
Hold on.
No, he needed audio for the radio.
Yes, this is the only reason you had audio. So, real question. Take yourself out of this position. Be honest. What would you do if you were just a fan?
Klondike bar.
And you saw Julio Jones.
Same. I'd go
to
the
you wouldn't start talking to him about random ass.
No, so you're saying he said some of that stuff just for audio purposes.
Of course, Coach. Hey, man. Hey, well,
Julio,
how you?
What do you got, a loft over here in East Nasty?
How are you settling in? You would never say anything like that.
No, Coach, he wanted to make his entrance was here. This is the best part.
Oh, no, this is bad.
Should I say Nashville or Titan?
I didn't know what to say. Turn this off. This is embarrassing.
Here you go. Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby.
Hey, at least he got the catchphrase.
Nah.
Hey, every once in a while you mess up, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what
Julio,
you're going
to
say.
Welcome to
Tighten Coach, up. Tighten up, baby.
That's the worst time for the stutter to strike. Coach.
Oh, man.
Today, Junior, let's go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Pretty cool.
That's great, dude. Good stuff.
Oh, man.
A-plus work.
I mean, I went home, and I'm telling my wife, and she's like,
she didn't care.
Who's Julio Jones?
Exactly.
I'm like, the Titans just traded for him. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if I would recognize him, honestly.
Okay, Coach. He is like 6'8".
I mean, he is massive.
I would think he plays sports, obviously, but I wouldn't know that was Julio or not.
Okay, I see what you're saying. But because, I mean, right when he gets out of the car and he's.
No. I've just heard in person he is a massive human being. And his face is pretty well known. Like, he's marketable. You can see him on commercials.
See, that's crazy because he doesn't look big on the field, like, as far as receivers go. DK Metcalf
looks
massive. So how big is he?
He's huge. Yeah.
He has to be unbelievably big.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Julio doesn't look that big, but he's big.
He's big.
A.J. Brown almost looks bigger than Julio.
I would say, yes. I bet you A.J. Brown in person just looks like a bodybuilder.
Well, you know who? P.K. Subban, the hockey guy?
Yeah.
Sport coach.
Doesn't matter. I heard in person he's like 5'6". He was he used to live here, is at Kung Fu. Nobody even recognized him. Because hockey players are actually really short.
Ooh, there's one. Who did I see? Is it Forsberg?
It would be hard to recognize.
Johansson.
You recognized him?
No. Well, they were playing when I went to the game.
Oh, okay. So and you saw them on the ice. They're
warming
easy.
Up, and I went down to the glass to kind of see him warm up with my kids. This dude towered over everyone, even on skates. Like he
really
was Johansson. I don't know his first name.
Ryan.
Ryan Johansson. Super big, huge for a hockey player.
Huh. Coach, he used to chill at the crib. He was dating one of our friends.
Wait, Ryan Johansson's been in your house?
No, we went to the park with him.
Okay. Coach, why do you lie?
It wasn't a lie, but the chick that—
You just said he went to the crib.
Chick lived with us from Ohio. All his ex-girl is from Ohio, so she was over, and she's like, hey, let's go to the park with Ryan Johansson. And we're like, okay. So then we went to the park. He was playing with his bulldogs. We were there like 2 hours with
him.
Did he
go to the crib?
No, but they were going to. He was too hungover.
That's legit. He has bulldogs.
Yeah, he has two of them. Well, then they get broke up, so I think he has one of them.
Oh.
Hey, he went to my crib.
Johansson?
Well, no, I saw him at the game, and then I went to the crib. So,
he was going to, but he was too tired going of the game.
But he was at the game, though.
He was too tired.
But then I went to the crib. He didn't,
all
but I went.
Right.
But he was at the crib.
Come on.
I mean, Coach, he never got close to your crib.
Coach, he was hungover. No, it was mentioned that he was going to come downtown and stuff, but he was hungover his balls. He couldn't.
Downtown, Coach? Everything's downtown.
Well, no, we were on West End at the park. There was some festival, and so he's sitting on the towel. We're all hanging out doing a picnic style, and then we're like, let's go downtown. We have a crib downtown. You guys can chill there, post up. Because they were just staying at Holiday Inn Express. He didn't
coach,
even have a house
gonna
yet.
You were going to take him to Fenway, Coach? That would have been embarrassing.
His chick stayed the night there multiple times.
He walks by the chick smoking.
The lady that sleeps in her office?
With all the books.
Now, what does he look like? I mean,
he's big, right, Coach?
He's really not. Between him and his brother, I didn't know which one was on the team.
Tall?
Is compared to me, yeah, but they're skinny. They're not jacked.
Right.
They're very thin and just a little bit longer hair. The accent is what gives away the hockey.
What is he?
Canadian, eh?
Hey.
Oh yeah, we had a little bit too much Foster's beer last night, eh?
That's Australian.
It was another one, Blue Moon, eh?
No, but Blue LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. Me and my brother put down 10 LeBlancs last night.
Yeah, the only hockey player I think I've ever really seen like up close in real life.
PK.
No, Seth Jones, when we played a charity softball.
He was a tall dude.
He was tall, but he was skinny. You're right. He wasn't like a jacked dude. So I don't really have any experience with hockey players. But let me tell you, Julio Jones, big dude.
I love that he had a driver, though, and then he just walked into the Walgreens. You think you just have a personal assistant running there for him?
Coach, he just got here. He hasn't really settled in.
Coach, you stuttering as well?
Well, Coach, I was reenacting what happened out there.
Also,
he has not settled in.
What if lunch goes up with big radio guy, big radio voice? What if the dude, his security guy, had a gun? I mean, that's one of those instances where a crazy guy comes at him. You almost need if the security guy was going to step in, that would be the time.
Well, he didn't have security. He just had a driver.
That's interesting that he had a driver and just him, not a side security dude. I mean, some of these guys have security that follows them everywhere.
Okay, but say out of the whole team, who deserves security and
sometimes
who doesn't?
Drivers are security, Steve said. So thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
But, Coach, this guy didn't care because he was seatbelted.
Yeah, he was seatbelted. Like, I mean, he was just an old dude.
All he cared about was getting to point A to point B.
Yeah, he didn't care.
But out of all the Titans, you would think, like, who would have a bodyguard? Only
Julio,
four or five of them?
Two. Julio and Derrick Henry.
And not Tanny?
Nah. No.
What about Vrabel?
No.
Heck no.
I'm just asking.
Those
Vrabel
are the only two.
Drives around town in a Nissan Titan, Coach.
Look, I think the answer, boys, the answer is no one, obviously, if Julio's driving around East Nasty without a bodyguard.
People, I'll say this from experience.
So no one does.
You would never know the people that have security, because a lot of them blend in, but it would shock you, the people that just have a security dude that rolls with them. It would blow you away.
You're looking at them.
Really? You think a lot of people have security?
Not a lot, but it would definitely surprise you. Sometimes you're in a group. If you're backstage at a concert, there's easily two security guys just standing there, and you'd never even know.
K-Love. We had K-Love, remember?
In Austin?
K-Love was our dude.
K-Love comes up to us. We didn't even know we had security. He's like, hey, you guys need anything? You just let me know. I'm like, what?
Stay close to me.
He's like, you got it, don't leave my side. You guys will be safe.
Like, that's like when we would go to the bowl in Wichita. What was Midnight Club Rodeo.
Yeah, Club Rodeo.
And the bouncer would be like, hey, man, if you need to go to the bathroom, just let me know. I'll take care of it.
You got it.
What if I want to bring a chick back?
And he'd get the flashlight. We'd go
to the bathroom, and then Lunchbox would unzip me like, all right, help me out.
No, okay. That didn't happen.
The security dude took you guys to the bathroom?
Yeah. He would, if you guys need anything, you need to go to the bathroom, you let me know. I'll clear a path.
Sorry, guys. A very prized penis coming through.
And he would.
Sports penis.
Sorry, PP coming through.
We got a flashlight to the bathroom? I mean,
yeah, we got a flashlight to the bathroom.
Well, Coach, we were in an area where no one could get to.
Okay.
And the bathrooms were on the other side, so we needed to plow through.
Yeah, we did need to plow through, definitely. But, yes, Julio Jones, guys.
Wow.
Now.
All right, what were you complaining about earlier?
No question. Does he want to come on the pod by that clip?
No, of course not, Coach. That's exactly how John Daly said it, what I asked him.
Coach, and you blurred it all together, mumbled it. You're like, sort, you're a loser. He's like, what?
Yeah, he probably thought you called him a loser, Coach.
Coach, just say podcast.
You sore loser, son of a...
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, let's go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about something
you were complaining about.
I was complaining about, and I am just like, people are so stupid.
Including you.
No, not including me.
Oh, of course not.
So we'll come back and we'll talk about that. What have people been talking about? What
Aaron Rodgers. Hey, I'm one of the people that I think you're calling stupid. I would not doubt one bit that Aaron Rodgers is tanking.
Eddie, we're not dumb.
Aaron Rodgers is tanking on purpose.
Well, yeah. Did you watch the game? How do we break down this game? Were they just ice? I heard he had no time.
Here's how you break it down.
Please.
The offensive line couldn't block the Saints' defensive line.
Thank you.
They were getting demolished.
Welcome.
They got demolished, and he had no time. And, yes, he threw two interceptions.
Aaron Rodgers. He always has time. Quickest arm in the NFL.
He had nothing. No, you have to have time for the receivers to get open. Like
I had Dink and Dak.
You could Dink and Dak, but they didn't Dink and Dak. They didn't. If you really think Aaron Rodgers is tanking, you are an idiot.
Why?
Like, you are absolutely an idiot.
When people say the Packers did him wrong, what do they mean by that?
I think they're being idiots because they thought, okay, Aaron Rodgers is towards the end. He hadn't been playing well, so they go out and they trade up and they draft a quarterback who they think is going to be his replacement.
Mike Love.
Jordan Love.
Whatever.
Then he comes out and he has an MVP season. He plays out of his mind and he's like, I want out of here. See, you didn't think I had any left. Well, maybe that them drafting Jordan Love lit a fire under your ass and you played well. So maybe that's the reason.
How much time does he have left in his contract?
1 year, I believe.
This year.
Now, because they renegotiated it because he
this
held out.
This year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's he going to do? Grab his and slap it in their face.
I got the audio for lunch when you
by doing what? By tanking on
this
purpose.
Is what you need to do. Listen to Aaron Rodgers, and he's talking to all you idiots out there that think he's tanking, that think he has nothing left, that he's not interested.
This is him right now?
Yeah, this is him. He has a specific message for all you morons out there. Like, you want to know how I know people are morons? Man, I think Aaron Rodgers, supposedly he's one of the greatest of all time, but now all of a sudden he's tanking, he's not interested, he doesn't want to be there, and he's gonna do this all season just to show the Packers that they should have got rid of him. Like, you understand what level of competition he's at. He's in the NFL. You know how hard it is to get to the NFL and what type of competitor plays in the NFL?
He's been there for
they
a while.
They are the ultimate competitors.
Gets old. Everything gets old.
No one wants to, no player that goes out on the field wants to lose on purpose. And this is what, he has a message for you, Eddie. Are you ready for your message, you moron?
Yeah, ready.
This is it.
Five letters here, just for everybody out there in Packerland and yourself today. R-E-L-A-X.
That's oh, X. He's smoking pot.
That's it. R-E-L-A-X.
See, this is, we're doing Ricky Williams all over again here. I mean, what's he going to do next, move to Jamaica? Coach, all he's saying right now is, hey, man, relax. Like, just chill. Hey, this is what Aaron Rodgers is really saying. Hey, I'm just chilling, dude.
Like, Eddie, was that clip recent? Clips from, like, 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Coach.
It's one bad game.
So that's not really what he said about this?
No, I'm telling you.
Lunch says it still applies to me.
It does apply. It absolutely applies to this. Listen.
I thought this is what he said yesterday.
I am the biggest hate on Aaron Rodgers guy there is.
Thank you.
But jeez Louise.
What was he saying to this? Like, what was the context there?
They got blown out in a game. And people are like, oh, it's over. They're done. And he's like, R-E-L-A-X, relax.
So what's he saying now?
Audio from 6 years ago still
applies. No, but it still applies.
What's he saying now?
NFL teams, you have bad games. You have bad weeks. It was everything lined up. Everything went wrong.
Coach, everything's screaming tank. The man bun, tank.
The trip to Hawaii chasing tank. Waterfalls.
Tank.
I mean, he looks terrible.
I mean,
even
Coach,
the new State Farm commercials, they let him do the
State
man
Farm,
bun.
State Farm, tank. I mean, his stupid golf tournaments he does with Tom Brady, tank.
When he's at the beach, where's a tank?
Got it.
Wearing a tank.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, Coach, he doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care about anything. When he's with his family, tank. He stopped talking to
him. Yeah, relationship with your family, tank.
Every time my wife sees his brother doing a broadcast, she's like, I can't believe they don't even talk to Aaron Rodgers anymore.
I mean, and that's where you turn to her and say, I don't talk to my brother anymore.
You're basically Aaron Rodgers.
Well, get ready for the man bun.
Oh, hey, relax.
Relax. No, five word letters.
Less stress, more life.
Yes, so, because I see
seven
people,
letters.
Like, people online. Like, here's a tweet that we got. This is how these people that are just ridiculous, okay? We got a tweet. Let me see. I want to read his name.
Tough to find when I don't save it.
Hold on.
No, I just got to pull up. Yeah, I got to pull up the computer. Here we go. Go to Twitter.
Where's that email? Password. Gibble 10
from Gibble Austin 49ers. Ray on Twitter. Fantasy talk, guys. I got Rodgers and Goff. Who do I go with? With Rodgers' first game being such a bust, I don't know who to...
Valid question.
I'll answer that for you, and then you can hang up and listen. Go with a guy. I was going to say Goff. Please go with Rodgers.
Like, why? Yes. Rodgers is going to light the Lions up this week.
Is that right?
Yes, he's going to light them up. Listen, he had one bad game, and you're going to start throwing like Jared Goff in there? Get the out of here.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
Coach.
You, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to find out this week if he's tanking or not. With all the opportunities he's going to have to kill the Lions and he starts missing targets, you're going to come back on Monday on this podcast and say, Eddie, I think you're right.
Yes, if he throws three interceptions and they lose by 15 points. And
Hail Mary, first and 10 Hail Marys. Yes, watch it.
If he goes to hand it off to Aaron Jones, and he just throws it to the backfield.
Keep an eye. What, Coach?
No, I just said book it. Thing as watch it.
Watch it. Book it. Coach, you don't think back in the 1910 White Sox?
I love where this is going, Coach.
Black Sox, people were like, wait a second. That's weird. Shoeless doesn't do that. That guy doesn't do that. That's what we're going to see on
Sunday.
Here's
the difference. Back then, they made like $10, so they were making a lot of money to throw games. Now, he gets paid $25
million. He's not throwing to make money, Coach. He's got all the money in the world already. He's throwing I already told you, to put it in their face. Rub it all over their noses.
Why would he not try to win a championship?
Because he doesn't care anymore. He's
no, he does.
Won.
That's what he wants. That's what he is saying. Coach, you drafted a backup
how
quarterback.
How many Super Bowl champions does he have?
One.
One, exactly. What's two going to do?
Increase your legacy.
Two times as much.
No, yeah, he's still going to be in the shadow of Tom Brady, Joe Montana.
It puts him in the same category as Peyton Manning and Eli. He has two Super Bowl rings.
Oh, you really want to be in the same category as Eli?
Coach, if you want to talk about shadows, we're in the shadow of the sun, so... Physically, you know, like if you're going to be
I think we're in the shadow.
No, we're not. No, unless you're under a tree.
Yeah, when you're under the tree, you're in the shadow.
Saying.
You're in the shadow of the tree, actually.
Hang up and listen.
Or if you're in the apartment with Johansson and Ray, I mean.
But he's not. He's at the park.
Yeah. So I don't know how to go with that. But yes, all this air. Like, and then another person on Facebook posted, guys, I don't know when to pick them. With the Packers tanking, I don't know if I take the Packers
don't
or Lions.
Don't do it.
No,
you don't do it. Take the Chiefs. This is the week to take the Chiefs.
This is the week to take the Packers. They're going
to blow the doors off.
Yes, this is the way. Idiots, he's tanking.
This is the week you take the Packers. They are not going 0-2. The Packers are not going to lose. God, oh
Ray, you can't agree with this crap.
Boys, are we doing locks? This is just a deep tease. I do have one waiting in the wing.
Ray wants to go already.
No, I don't.
Absolutely, we're going to do locks.
I did blow my load with that Julio story. I laughed too hard. So
that was great.
Voice a little sore.
I mean, I am just saying that all this Aaron Rodgers talk, as much as I hate him, you guys are idiots. If you think he's tanking, if he's throwing the season, if he's trying to lose on purpose, if he's trying to throw in the Packers' face, shut up. He wants to win a Super Bowl. He wants to. That's what he is
we'll
there for.
We'll find out today. This week.
You'll find out today, huh?
No, this week. Why isn't he saying anything? Why isn't he saying settle down, relax?
He did. You know what he said after the game? He goes,
applies,
he said, it was a bad game. Guess what? There's 16 more to go. That's just one of 17. There's 16 more to go.
Did he say it like no T's keys?
Yeah, Coach. Was
I don't think
did he talk about Ruth Francis?
He did talk like he did say in his little new Hawaiian accent. He was like, "Aloha, bro." Like,
relax, bro.
There's 16 more to go,
don't
bro.
Don't knock Hawaii. I went there, bro. And these guys said it best. Old Dominion. Swept up in the blue. We're living life in a movie. Just like Elvis and Priscilla and the bones of us drinking pine.
I thought they were just in a hotel room with a hotel key. Now they're
wait
in Hawaii.
For it. This is their new hit.
No, their hotel was in Hawaii.
Oh.
That's pretty good. Ever left Hawaii. Oh,
wow. Dang. Why I never left Hawaii.
I mean, that's Rodgers right now.
Now is that, yeah.
I got the next line. Now I'm watching TV and the Clippers are on and I see Kawhi.
Oh.
Eh? And yeah. I see a girl walk by and I'm like, oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
I jumped off a waterfall in Maui.
Maui.
Oh,
Maui
we
did, Wowie.
We went to the diner, and I said, can I get a piece of cherry pie?
And then I paid for my meal, and I said, bye.
Oh, and then I was running to catch my Uber, and I tripped and scraped my knee.
Listen, anybody, if you're a TikToker out there, you need to dub that where they're saying Hawaii and then Rogers. In Hawaii or something. Do like a video mashup.
Why don't you do it? Oh,
I don't have the
TikTok-ing.
Skills.
Yeah, TikTok's tough, man.
Hawaii.
Aaron Rodgers ever lost Hawaii?
Hawaii.
So you think Aaron Rodgers would just rather be on the beach right now?
Yeah, it looks like it.
He's stuck. He's in prison right now.
Dude, he's
you ever felt? Because
he went from Hawaii to Green Bay.
You ever been part of something that's just gotten old and not fun anymore?
Sore loser show.
You ever come back from vacation and it blows and you're like, man, I wish I was at that place? That's Rodgers right now. He's in Green freaking Bay, bro. He used to be in Aloha.
Waikiki.
Waikiki. I was going to go with that one.
Waikiki.
Dude, he used to be in Kualalulu Bay, bro.
Oh, man. Relax, man.
Yeah, relax. We'll take a break. Relax and we'll be back. Now, Eddie.
Whoa. Yo,
Ray.
Why are you yelling at me?
Coach, we have microphones.
Sorry. Jeez, how much do you guys love fantasy football? Like, how much does it consume your life?
I'm not loving it. I'm feeling kind of like Rodgers does about the Packers.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I'm stuck in it, and I'm really
it's
not excited.
One week in.
Wait, hey, relax, Coach. I'm not feeling it.
What are you? No, I mean, but like.
I'm not feeling it. Coach, look, you go in, you got a good draft, right? Everything's good. And then here comes Sunday, and half of your players aren't even playing. And you're like, what?
That's why you got a bench.
Yeah, coach. Half of the people that I drafted are either already hurt, and they hurt themselves in practice.
Who got hurt?
Josh Jacobs is hurt. Okay. Dude can't even walk.
Okay.
Okay. They didn't even start freaking Zach Moss because of, I don't know, a healthy bench, or what is it called?
Oh, inactive. Yeah,
healthy.
Scratch.
Healthy scratch.
Why aren't you starting him anyways?
Coach, I mean, it's Buffalo. They got two running backs, and you're going to healthy scratch your second running back?
Yeah.
And then I got this Trey Sermon, dude. Ah, healthy scratch.
Yeah. Who started in his place?
Breida?
No.
In his place?
In Zach Moss's, yeah.
No.
Yeah, Breida's not on the 49ers.
Yes, no.
Coach, you need to learn your team.
Who am I thinking of?
Mostert?
No, the other guy.
No, I'm just saying. Like Mostert. Do you have Mostert?
But Mustard was supposed to start.
Yes, but do you have Mustard?
No.
Ray, do you have Mustard?
No, dude. I only have good running backs.
Good. Well, he's a good running back.
No, I got
He only averages 5.5 yards a carry for his career.
I got Connor, and I got Alvin Kamara.
And then who's my receiver that didn't catch one freaking ball or didn't even get a ball thrown his way?
Probably Julio.
Ayuk.
Yeah. Back,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and then Aaron Rodgers, 1 point. Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Rodgers will be back. You know, I do know what you're saying. Rodgers will be back.
No, he's not. He's tanking. That's what I hate about fantasy. These guys should have at least had 5 points. Something.
So what do you do when they don't get any points? When Zach Moss got benched, what do you do?
He's gone. I already got rid of him.
You cut him?
I cut him.
How did you reach out to him? Did you send him a message on Twitter, Instagram?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You didn't get mad at him?
What did you do?
You didn't tell him, hey, you suck. I hope
what
you die.
What am I walking into? What are you luring
segue,
me into?
Segway, coach.
You didn't do any of that?
I'm a horse and you're leading me to the water, coach.
You're
what's happening?
So you didn't do that, right? What did you just do? What did you do?
I dropped his ass.
You dropped him and what'd you do?
And I picked up someone else on the waiver wire.
Oh, that seems like a reasonable thing to do, right?
Yeah.
That seems like what a normal human would do.
What the?
Right? I mean, when.
So will you just tell me what you're getting at?
I want to talk about all the fucking idiots.
Whoa! Coach?
That are reaching out to Mozart's wife on Instagram and saying, hey, I hope your husband kills himself for getting hurt. Like, I hope he kills himself.
Is this really happening?
Yes.
Why?
She said thousands of people reaching out saying, I drafted him in the third round and he's already hurt. I hope he dies.
Explicit content, explicit warning.
Jeez, coach.
Like, I hope he gets cut and he loses his job because all he does is get hurt.
Well, he might lose his job.
Now, he might, but why would you go onto Instagram and go to her DMs? His wife, and tell her you hope he dies.
Interesting.
I hope he kills himself. You're playing fantasy fucking football.
Whoa, coach.
It's fantasy football. It's for fun. Yes, you may have a little bit of money on it, but that's the thing. It's called a gamble.
Coach.
You're not guaranteed that they're going to get you a lot of points. You don't go on social media and tell people to die because they got hurt and it ruined your fantasy football draft.
You're right.
Good grief.
Well, does he not have an Instagram?
He probably does.
So why aren't they going after him?
They might, but they were going after her too.
What does his wife have to do? Who is his wife?
I don't even know
his wife.
That's a great question.
Coach, you need to make them your donkey of the day. Or, sorry, bonehead.
They got donkey of the day.
I'm sorry. I said the wrong one.
No, I just don't understand.
It's the last time you got your talk. Like a power 104.3.
DJ Envy.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
I just
When's the last time you got your salad toss?
I just wonder what people are, like, what is it about fantasy football?
You're my donkey of the day.
That you take it that serious that you go onto Instagram and tell his wife you hope he loses his job.
That's
that
crazy.
How many
of these?
She said thousands.
Jeez.
Okay.
Thousands.
Yeah, people can do it. It's called anonymity. It's called anonymous. It's called...
I thought that was one of the things underwater, Coach.
Maybe. Like I didn't have a third one. I would like to talk in threes. Guys, that's just how it is. People think they can hide behind a veil, and that veil is called Instagram, and I'll hang up.
Well, they don't think, Coach. They really can, and that's the sad part about it.
You can't, though. You can't, because you do death threats. That's actually punishable.
No, they're not saying they're going to kill him. They're saying they hope he dies.
And that's not a death
threat. They hope he loses his job, and she said... Do you guys realize how much he sacrifices to be on the field? Days with his kids, with his family. He misses holidays. He does everything
easy.
He can.
I mean, we miss
easy
holidays.
Easy
coach.
On that, Coach. We're all working for a living.
I miss Labor
but
Day.
She said, then for you to wish him to not have any income so he can't
President's
feed his children,
Day too.
And well, you want him to die, to like leave this earth because your fantasy football team was affected by drafting him in the third round? Like,
this is part of the problem. Look.
Tell us.
Look, guys. And this is a social experiment.
We're
social
all here.
Observation.
We are all here, Pastor.
Okay? Look. Part of the problem is you're letting these people have a voice. They already think they have a voice by direct messaging you, by posting, commenting on your post, whatever, right?
Right.
The second you respond to that, you have given them the voice.
That's where it is.
Before that, they never had a voice because who sees that? No one. How does it affect the world?
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So the fact that you read something like that and it gets to you and you respond to them, you've already given them a voice.
Amen.
And now they've won.
Amen. Hang up.
So Listen. To the people doing it, shame on you. To her, don't mess with that crap. Don't even look at it.
Let it happen that one time. The next time, shame on them the first. Shame on you the second. Happens a third. Shame on...
What I've learned with Jesus from Fort Worth, he hates me, right? I don't look at anything Jesus from Fort Worth sends me. I don't even know who he is.
Lunch,
don't give a crap who he is.
Read him a couple lunch.
So if we go to a sore loser's party in Vegas and Jesus from Fort Worth is there, will you meet him?
Of course.
We're going to get you security.
And it'd be fine. Me and Jesus probably be good friends because he wouldn't have the balls to say that he hates me in front of my face.
Got
but
him.
Online he
oh,
does.
Boy. Got him.
That was a challenge. I don't like that.
What do you mean? I got security with me 24/7.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's my point. All these thousands of people would never say that to Mustard's wife in person.
Never.
Never. So Mustard's wife, they never had a voice. And now that you've responded, you've given them a voice. Bad idea.
Yeah, you didn't hear me tell Julio Jones that I hope he gets cut or I hope he dies just because he had a bad game. I told him, welcome to
Nashville. Tighten up, baby.
So, yeah, people, like, if someone gets hurt.
To them, lighten up, baby.
Yeah, like, you know what I would say? I would even say...
I don't have that.
Oh, you do? Aaron Rodgers.
I don't have that.
R-E-L-A-X.
Coach, hit something, Coach. Impala, 40-inch blades. Coach.
Gunshot, anything. I mean,
Coach, a beat.
No.
Five letters here. Just for everybody out there in Packerland and yourself today.
Five letters. H-A-W-A-I-I.
A-X.
Hi.
Relax.
Listen, guys, I've got five letters for you. H-A-W-A-I-I, Hawaii.
Oh, I had no idea. But yeah, so people.
Look, I have 12 letters for you.
You hit them.
S-U-C-K-M-Y-D.
Suck my.
Listen, I understand we like playing fantasy football and we like playing fantasy sports, and you put your money into it and you think what the effort you put into it is worthy of a lot of stuff. But these athletes are putting more time and effort into being a professional athlete. They don't get hurt on purpose, so just calm
down. We're wasting time trying to tell these people to stop doing that. They're going to always do it. The only person you can control is yourself.
That was deep.
Right, but if you have a friend in your league that is this crazy,
Coach, you know how many times,
don't let him be in your league.
You know how many times people talk crap about you?
Probably never.
Always. And, Coach, and if I respond to all of them and defend you, come to your defense, do you know how – well, you don't work that hard. So, okay, what do you know what a nice guy he is? You don't know. Leave him alone. As soon as I do that, Coach, they all come alive, and they're all actual comments and real people, and then they start talking back. You know what you need to work on.
What do I need to work on?
You need to stop arguing with our listeners. I saw a Twitter chain the other day, and you're going back and forth, and I saw the ending, Ray. Did you see this?
It was where Lunch said, you.
I mean, pretty much, Coach. And then the last line, I think the guy got you so good on this one.
You just can't be wrong.
You just can't be wrong, Candy Lunchbox. And that's the truth. Coach, you got to stop fighting with our listeners.
I wasn't fighting. It was an argument. Here's the thing. When you talk to fans of teams, they can be irrational. And that's why it's hard to have a conversation when you're talking about a team with a fan of a team. Like Gerald Muriel is a huge Raiders fan.
Leave him out of this because he's a good guy.
Because the Raiders beat the Ravens, who the Ravens are decimated by injuries.
He got you the cleats, by the way.
Yeah, I know. He painted them. ABB4 Customs or something like that.
That's right.
He hit me up. He goes, oh, bashing the Raiders again. I'll bet you they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend. You want the points? He said, nope. Said, fine, I'll bet you. I love it when the
fans... You take the points.
No, that's what I'm saying. Fans, you can't discuss things with super fans because they're irrational. Like Pitts with the Chiefs. You can't have a conversation with them about their team because they have all the blinders on.
You think Goldie's the same way?
Goldie is probably the same way. I'm just saying that him freaking out about me not giving the Raiders so much credit... The Ravens are decimated by injuries, and you beat them in an ugly, weird way... So do I think you're going to lose in Pittsburgh? Absolutely. Do I think you're going to the Super Bowl because you beat the Ravens? No. That's all I was saying.
You answering your own questions?
And so, that's a good question. I just – it's so it's fun to have discussions to see
you
that
you lack money? Yes.
So they won't admit things about their own team.
Is the sky blue? Of course it is.
That's just it. That's why, yes, I was having a disagreement about the Redskins
and be wrong,
Chargers game because I still think if Fitzpatrick was in the game, it's a different outcome. That's all it was. But it was a weird game, and I didn't, we'll see. Now this weekend, the Chargers play the Cowboys, and we wanted to make that big bet on the Cowboys. Here's the problem.
It's crazy that they knew about the injury before we did.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
The defensive?
Yes.
Well, I saw it on the bottom line.
You get Zach Martin back, and then your right tackle, Collins, he gets suspended for 5 games. Then DeMarcus Lawrence breaks his foot. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. I ain't betting that game. I'm not taking the Cowboys in that game.
But you already had said.
Well, I said we were going to put the 45
I said there's something wrong here. There's something wrong with this line. And that was what was wrong with it. So, not doing that. I think the Chargers are going to win the game.
Interesting.
That scares me about the Cowboys.
Weak secondary. I just don't think – I think that our offense will overpower the Chargers. I think it'll be –
But can you stop them?
I think you take the over. You take the over on that.
Okay. Your best defensive player just got hurt.
You ain't stopping over.
I don't care, Coach. You got 55 and a half. Take the over. This is going to be a battle of the offenses. You can't stop the Cowboys' offense. They are so good this year. Defense, okay. It's going to be back and back. It's going to be just like the
Buccaneers.
The Bucks. But I don't think the Chargers offense is as good as the Cowboys offense.
Oh, man,
so if we're
going to
get a stop,
weapons.
All we need is one or two stop, possession stops, and we'll win that game. That's what I see.
Boys,
happening.
Are we doing locks this week?
You can do them right now. We're kind of transitioning
into. We kind of got to do it.
Yeah, we kind of got to do it.
Are we doing the Thursday night?
I mean,
game?
I got to get to Vegas. I have got to get on the plane. No, Ray, we're recording this on Thursday because right after Friday's show, I got to get on a plane to Vegas. And Friday afternoon, I have a meeting with the Westgate about maybe hosting a sore losers party out in Vegas.
Whoa!
Okay.
So, I mean, everybody's asking, hey, is there going to be a sore losers party?
Hey,
I don't know.
Take them t-shirts and hoodies and stuff. Give them gifts when you get there.
Okay.
Don't go empty-handed.
I won't go empty-handed. Right. Maybe I'll bring them shots, but yes,
Did you just say our Vegas trip?
I am. There's going to be a meeting with the Westgate.
How's it going? My name is Gibbles. I'd love to have 200 degenerates come out here and stay at your resort.
I don't know if people are still interested.
Let me give you the guest list. You got Chris. B-Hands.
Sore Losers Locks is what he goes by.
Taylor Dial, he's still TBD.
Mo in Tampa, it's his nickname.
Jason Miller, I don't know if he's going.
Now, Ashley White, she is pregnant now. Might be having a baby by then. Not sure she's coming.
Brother Pritz, yeah, he'll be carpooling with Goldie.
And we got one guy that does put a dollar on her. $1 bet's accepted. No, sir. Please.
No, please.
Leave the casino.
Go to
leave
Old Vegas. Go to the Golden Nugget or something.
Keep that out of our sports book.
Is your buddy into Keno? Because that's all he's betting.
I like Keno.
I don't know how to play Keno.
Isn't it just picking numbers?
I don't know how to play Keno.
No, I've never sat down. I've just walked by it, and I see this big old board, and I'm like, oh, cool.
Dumbass.
No,
order some eggs and bacon, and you fill out a little thing with five numbers, Coach, and you watch yourself win.
Back when I was gambling, me and my chick went up the road. Where is that place at? Indiana?
Yeah.
Not Evansville. No, it's one in Kentucky. Kentucky Downs. But it's the one, the Mint. They have a brand new thing. Me and my wife post up at a machine. It's Keno. You pick five numbers. You don't win one of them. You got to pick five numbers out of like 70. It's the dumbest game in the history of games.
No. When you hit your five, you win.
You're not ever going to hit the five.
You could. I mean, it is 1 through 100, I think.
Coach, it's the dumbest game.
That's hard. See, that's what I'm saying. I've never sat down to play.
Enjoy your breakfast. Get some coffee.
play some Keno.
A muffin. And put a couple of dollars on Keno. What's going to hurt?
I'll take a black coffee, English muffin, and then also five numbers on Keno.
Hey, he's there for 5 hours. sir, you're not going to hit it. Please just
hey, get up, dude. We're trying to close.
I mean, roulette at least is colorful and stuff. Keno is depressing and old.
Yeah, Keno is all old people. Like, at least the roulette wheel's got some young people jumping up and down, getting excited. You know what I mean? Keno is like, oh, deathbed people.
Oh, great.
Keno and the wheel.
Oh, great. Five ashtrays. I must be at the Keno machine.
Exactly. Cool. Totally.
All right.
We're locking it up.
Yeah, you want to lock it up? So, yeah, Eddie, that's why I'm nervous about your Cowboys this weekend because all of a sudden all these things are lined up. And emotional letdown of you play the Super Bowl champs so close. Like, are you emotionally down because it's not a nationally televised game, all that? Stay away from your Cowboys. All right, Ray, what's your lock?
Yeah, I'm a ibbity-bibbity, a yin-yang.
What?
Hot, cold. Snow, summer. The Bills absolutely sucked nuts last week. Actually, they sucked big nuts. And so what I'm saying is the Bills are going to win.
Oh, they sucked Big Ben's nuts.
Yes.
I like that.
They were actually just f***ing terrible. So the Bills on the road in Miami, -3.5. Give me the Buffalo Bills. And I got a buddy. He gave me inside info. He said they win by 2 touchdowns.
Are you doing one or are you doing like 5 like you did last week?
Well,
just do one. You're looking like an idiot.
Why?
Because you're going to miss 2 out of the 3 again.
I went 33%. It's not bad.
No, don't do that.
No, that was bad.
Just do one.
That was bad.
Eddie, Coach, we're running out of time, Eddie.
I already gave you Alabama earlier this week. Alabama over Florida, absolutely. Listen.
Okay, that's your lock.
No. That was my lock earlier in the week. And that I told you, just bet it because Alabama wins.
I already did.
When they play these ranked teams, they smoke them. When they play Mercer.
Win by 15?
Coach, it's Bama.
It's Bama. It's
Roll
Bama.
Roll
it's Nick
time.
Saban. If they weren't shook by that, they're going to be shook next week in Florida. And guess what? They ain't going to get shook down in Florida. They're going to shake Florida.
You're going with my quote. Thank you.
Coach,
I still can't find that damn audio.
I know. Have to give credit where it's due, Coach.
Right, you do. You just got to give Bama credit because they're awesome. And I think Penn State, Auburn, you know, War Eagle, but Penn State's going to beat you. I'm sorry.
Are you locking these up or are you just saying
No, he's
them?
Just saying crap right now.
No, I already locked up Bama already earlier
so
in the week.
So that's your lock.
No, that's not my only lock. That's not my only lock.
You know what lock means?
Yeah, it's not going to miss.
He's pulling out a wrinkled notebook paper with mascara on it. I wrote it. My wife was next to me, the only thing I had to write with.
Look, guys. San Francisco went into Detroit last week, and they won. I told you the San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. They covered last week, and then they got to go back out and play Philadelphia. But the only thing is the 49ers are smart. They didn't go home this week. They stayed out here, and they stayed close to Philadelphia so they don't have to travel back and forth.
That's what Mustard's wife is talking about.
That way they're a mini training camp. 1 week away from the family. Nothing but football. The Eagles. Oh, they look so good. So good against the Falcons. Oh, the Falcons are trash. That's why the Niners, that defense, Jalen Hurts, he looked great week one. Ain't going to look so good week two against the 49ers. You got to take the Niners -3 in Philadelphia. You can take it to the bank.
Keith gave you that lock.
Nope. Oh, and Ray, Eddie.
Hey, you got to hurry up.
The Titans are going to Seattle. How bad did the Titans look last week?
Terrible.
Oysters.
Terrible.
And you saw Julio limping.
I saw Julio. We were healthy and happy. So they're going to Seattle. They're going to get blown out. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Get a blowjob.
The Titans aren't as bad as they looked last weekend. You're getting 5.5 points in Seattle. That's a field goal game.
You forgot Julio was limping. Whatever.
He's going to limp right into the end zone. Take the Titans.
Works, Coach.
And I wonder if he's going to be wearing the ankle brace he got at Walgreens.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'll be good luck. Listen, I inspire Carl Nassib. I'm going to inspire Julio Jones. Give me the Titans plus 5.5.
I also came out.
Give me the Titans plus 5.5 at Seattle. Take it to the bank.
All right, real quick. Look, if you want to make a dollar, I'll show you how to make a dollar. This is a no-brainer. You look at the board. You saw how bad the Baltimore Ravens struggled against easy Las Vegas team.
How many times are you going to say easy?
Easy.
This means is a great pick. This is a great pick.
That also means he's trying to collect his thoughts.
I mean, why are the Chiefs only favored by 3.5? Vegas, you screwed up on this
That's a great question.
Make a dollar and put it on the Kansas City Chiefs minus 3.5.
I think that's a great pick.
And that's your lock of the week.
Those injuries, the Ravens are just decimated.
Cheetah approves.
What are we doing?
We're going home. I'm going to Vegas.
I'm going to Florida.
You go to Florida.
I'm going
to
take my fishing rod. I'm trying to catch some corona. Uh-oh. I mean, fish.
Some cod.
I'm going to Broadway, boys.
Look.
Oh, you're going with Johansson?
I'll take an Uber.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Yeah. But listen, one more before we go. Pittsburgh Steelers minus 5.5 against the Raiders. Take it to
Shut
the
up.
Bank.
No.
Take
Coach, it to the bank. Now you have 4 picks.
That's 3. Oh, yeah, the Alabama. I'm just dominating.
That's 4 picks.
All right, have a great weekend. Make that money. I'm going to make that money in Vegas. See you out there. Westgate, we're coming to talk sore losers. All right, have a good weekend.
All right,
bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Kid, make sure you do the 49ers pick.
Hey, sorry about that, Eddie.
You're good,
Coach. You got to go, I know.